Islamic State brutality backfires. Church planters overcome trials in Kenya. And why should you add India to your Christmas list? We'll share a few reasons on today's broadcast of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A recent news report notes the brutality of the Islamic State terror group might be about to backfire in Mosul, Iraq. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton, explains.
The population is starting to say, wait a minute, these guys who were supposed to be our defender are arresting our family members on trumped up charges. They're executing people. They are brutal. Is this really what we want? So it seems like they're losing the confidence of the Sunni population that initially they had.
Even if that changed tomorrow, Christians know they have no future in that area.
Many of them simply want to leave the country. They want to leave the region. There is a great deal of the Christian population that has been displaced by the Islamic State who says, we don't know what the future holds. We don't trust the government. We don't trust that there won't be a new version of the Islamic State a year from now or 5 years from now.
Many have already left. For the church leaders that remain, they're saying,
pray that God will call the Christians here to stay, that God would specifically place on their hearts, we need to stay here, we need to be ministers of the gospel in spite of the danger.
Next, could a crisis be a good thing? In the Middle East, a transformation's taking place. Open Doors USA is seeing tensions disappear, enemies becoming friends, and Muslims coming to Christ. In Syria and Lebanon, buses of refugees are piling into churches, singing and praising God. One woman said, thank God that we have gone through this crisis. We as a church are becoming stronger because of it. Continue praying for refugees as they come to know God. This is Mission Network News. Fear can hold people back, but sometimes it can push them forward. A Native missionary connected to Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, is working in some of the poorest parts of Kenya and spreading the word of God. Though it hasn't been easy, more than 1,300 churches have been planted. Many churches are springing up because the ministry is digging wells. They need your help to produce more. Visit our website to help. Meanwhile, the kingdom of God is growing in Bangladesh. Joe Handley of Asian Access stopped by recently to share details.
There's a huge need in the country today for training, and they have a facility they're trying to build that will service all these training groups, including Asian Access, Wycliffe Bible Translators, many others.
Over the next few days, we'll be sharing details about the center, how each group will benefit, and more.
What's happening through this is powerful. Lives are being changed, churches are being planted, and the kingdom is impacting communities.
God's using this project in its infancy, but the greatest impact won't happen unless the center's completely finished. You can help get it there at missionnetworknews.org.
The entirety of the budget is a little over $600,000.
And I've got a great idea for a Christmas gift this year. Chickens, goats, or a sewing machine? No, not for a friend or kids or grandkids. I'm talking about needy families in India. India Partners' Donna Glass says it's part of their Gifts That Make an Impact Christmas outreach. Glass says sewing machines are pretty popular.
After completing a free tailoring school, she would receive a sewing machine. They can start a tailoring business out of their home and make some money to help support their families, and this is the only money that their family might have coming in on a regular basis.
While this meets their physical needs, what about their spiritual needs? Well, Glass says these women are introduced to Christ through these classes.
They have daily devotion. They are exposed to the gospel every day. Most of the sewing schools are held in a local community church, and so if they should ask, why are you doing this? That opens up the door to sharing the gospel.
We have a link to the catalog at our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is a great M&N partner. They provide us with lots of stories about the persecuted church. You can get them too when you sign up for their weekly prayer alert. It's free. With 75% of the world's population living in persecution, prayer is essential. Go to missionnetworknews.org and just click on the banner on the right. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.